we can't get a closer paddock to the brewery, so we always cast a thought that way with the size of the paddock too, only being 2.1, 2.2 hectares and stuff. It was a nice amount to get us through, and we've got to time it nicely with the hop harvest, so we want to use the green hops fresh from harvest at the same time as we obviously use that malt, and the hop harvest will more than likely be in the first couple of weeks of March.
And how are your hops going this year? Because obviously there's been enough moisture for the barley, but they're a different proposition.
Yep, we've certainly been piling the water under them, so they're under irrigation, which they need to be. They're a very thirsty crop. Dad and I have noticed that this year is slightly different to previous years. They've got a lot less foliage on them, which we're not quite sure yet whether or not it'll equate to a better cone size or better alpha acid content in the hop. But both of us have certainly noticed that there's less foliage, which might make, or certainly make picking of the cones a lot easier. So we're certainly loading up on the water on it. And the water we already draw for normal brewery operations off springs that feed the property. And then we've isolated a yeast from the microflora around the place. So we've done some work that way, and essentially the barley component was the last step in the process.
Well, who's that?
It's Rusty.
Rusty says, who are you? I'm somebody who was here 4.5 months ago when things were not much of a spring we had.
Generally, no, not much of a spring at all, but we've been really fortunate with a couple of isolated rainfalls, and it's kicked this barley crop into gear almost perfectly. And not a neighbour around here got it. There's a few terms I could use, but we've been very lucky, very lucky for a first exercise into it. And what we want to achieve out of it, it's sort of given us, I don't know if it's hope or false hope for coming years and stuff, but it's certainly nice having it this way than not having a harvest at all.
Well, let's have a look just before things kick off. Let's have a wander down. I still wasn't expecting something that looked like a waist-high barley crop, but
oh. Charlie Watson, Rose Grant with ABC.
Nice to meet you, Charlie. So you're the owner or the driver of?
Both. Yeah.
So how do you think these novice barley growers have done?
Looks good on the surface. We'll see what goes when it comes off, but no, it looks good.
Most of it's standing up nice and tight.
Yes, no, it looks good, and I think they'll be quite happy with what comes off.
Rightio. Let's take a look at this. When you bite it between your teeth, give me the barley taste test.
Oh, I guess it's a nice little, there's a firmness, but there's also a level of plumpness about it. It's not yet obviously been through the malting component, but I mean, I can already obviously taste a sort of a cereal component. I don't know what else you get out of it, Charlie.
Well, basically, malt barley's, they like the big grain. Years ago, they never ever took little grain. It had to come up to a certain size requirement. And there was no worries about protein years ago, but of course they've found out in recent times that the protein affects it as well. So now it's probably not quite so much the size of the grain as the protein that dictates whether it's malt or feed. This looks good.
So, Charlie, what's your estimate? How many tonnes do you reckon this crop will go?
Well, I still work in acres because I'm an old codger. But it's going to yield a tonne and a half to the acre at least. And I mean, 2 hectares is, you're getting close to 5 acres. So there could even be 10 tonnes come off it, but between 8 and 10 tonnes, I would think, just by the look of it. It's nice and even crop, but you can never tell until you get the machine in it and it comes out the spout.
Rightio. And for a paddock like this,
it might take me nearly an hour, but normally 2.5 hectares, probably only half an hour.
I'm glad I got here when I did.
And I tell the story that I've got a 1910 stripper, sunshine stripper, which my father in a day did 100 bags, and he was tickled pink at 100 bags. This is 1960-odd. I can do the same 100 bags in roughly 20 minutes with this machine. So his 10 hours is 20 minutes equivalent in my machine.
Don't blink and you'll miss it.
And that's just progress. But that harvest was made, and to work, that had 6 horses on it normally. So it was 6 horses and a man, and everything was put in bags. So every time you got 3 bags, you stopped and emptied the bags off, and then you'd have to go again and get your next 3 bags. And then those bags were sewn, hand-sewn, and when you had a truckload, well, the truck came in and you manually lifted those bags, which weighed on average 65 kilos, onto the truck and was carted away. eliminated all that now. It just comes out the spout. It's all bolt, tractor or truck handles. No employment now. It's all unemployment now.
So, Rose, we'd set Charlie up with this harvest to more than likely use that stripper. But we decided, given its first crop and things, we thought we'd bring in the big machinery, and next year we won't necessarily do the entire harvest, but we'll do a portion of it with that 107-year-old stripper that will be then. There's a little bit of maintenance and things to do with it, but we reckon we'll be pretty confident to get a portion of the crop off that way and just add a little bit to the story of the harvest and the beer and take it from there.
Well, you're smiling about this, Charlie. You're not.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I'm retired from slave labour this year. Once harvest finished, I'm retired, so I'm quite happy to do that. That's no drama.
The biggest thing that Charlie's just advised me this morning, that I thought it was 2 Clydesdales we need, but I've just been told that it's 4 Clydesdales we need to pull the machine. So, well, if anyone out there in the land's got a few Clydesdales, I'm happy to be paid in liquid currency, get in contact with us.
And you said it's about the story, Will.
Yeah, I mean, very few breweries in the world are in a position to be able to do this, so we're in it and we're going to utilise it as much as we can. Now, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but we'll die trying, and then it's on to the maltsters to do their magic, and then it comes back to us with the beer making, and I guess they can only be really judged on how the beer ends out at the end product, so...
But as long as it's wet and it's nice, it'll be good.
Well, thanks for letting me in on paddock to...
Bottle. Well, paddock to pint.
Paddock to pint. Lovely.